From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is the Daily Breakfast. In this episode of the Daily Breakfast, I will review the movie The Greatest Showman.
P.T. Barnum, at your service. I'm putting together a show, and I need a star. People will come from all over the world, and when they see you, they are gonna love you.
So tell me, do you wanna go?
Never made a difference by being like everyone else.
The Greatest Showman.
When I was still in primary school, in the morning, before going to school, I would take my bike and ride to church. I was an altar boy and I would serve Mass. And I remember in the month of May, I would always get excited when I was close to the church, not because of the church, but because of the field near the church where they were building up this big circus tent. It was with blue and red stripes, there was orange flags. And going to the circus was a major event. From the outside, you couldn't really tell what was going on inside. You would hear the noises, there would be the excitement of waiting in line, and you would step into this universe in itself. And it was just a magic show that would just go on and on. It was probably a very simple circus, but I had no comparison. There was no Cirque du Soleil on TV back then. And so for me, everything was magic. You had the clowns, you had the wild animals, the horses, the lions, the monkeys. You would have the thing that I loved most was the trapeze act, where you could see these people fly in the air. I absolutely loved the circus. And that is why I was looking forward so much to this movie. Because not only was the movie The Greatest Showman based on the real life story of P.T. Barnum, who kind of invented the circus, but it was also a musical. And when I heard that the writers who wrote the music for the musical La La Land, which was one of my favorite movies of 2017, had also written the soundtrack for this movie, I just had to see it. Well, what did I think of it? First of all, I enjoyed myself tremendously. This was a great musical, first and foremost. It's a very simple story, perhaps a little bit too thin, but who cares? This is not really about the story. This is about the spectacle. This is about the visuals and the music. I love the songs. Like the opening song, it shows you young P.T. Barnum kind of dreaming about the future. And then you make this time shift and you see him as an adult and he buys this old museum and transforms it first into a kind of lackluster, I think, wax museum. And then his children tell him, well, why don't you put more living people in that? And that's when he gets the idea to go out in the streets and gather people that are kind of have fallen by the wayside. They're called freaks because they have physical deformities. They may be dwarfs, or there's this woman with a beard but a beautiful singing voice, etc. And he would gather them in and present them as an act, and people loved it. And that just started to grow his business. And at one point, he gets so successful that he wants to go even further than that. He wants to go beyond that. And that's when he, I think, makes the biggest mistake of his life. He decides to go sponsor a tour of an opera singer and puts all his money and time in that and forgets about his old circus and he forgets about his family. And so the story is kind of based on that. But every part of the story contains great songs. And again, the visuals, the acting is also amazing. Who knew that all these actors were such great singers? I knew that Hugh Jackman was a great singer. I mean, everybody loves him as Wolverine. I loved him because of his role in Les Miserables. And I think that was, for me, that was a revelation that this guy could sing. And it turns out that as an actor, he started actually in the musical business. And so here he is fully able to do all the singing and the dancing himself. He is definitely a man that has so many talents. But also the actress who plays his wife, Charity, great singing voice, great dancing as well. The kids are great. There's just the actress who plays the opera singer. She tells us in interviews that she's able to sing, but she can't really sing as well as an opera singer. And so she is dubbing. Her voice is done by, I think, one of the winners of one of these talent shows on American TV. A great song, by the way. And so the choreography is great, although it is not as spectacular as some of the stuff that we saw in La La Land. And even the songs themselves, I loved La La Land. I liked the soundtrack of The Greatest Showman. And it's probably because this soundtrack is a bit more pop music. So it reminded me, some songs reminded me of Moulin Rouge, others a bit of Frozen. Now, those are great movies as well, great musicals as well. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not really my type of music. The story itself takes place in the 19th century. The songs are so modern that it jars a little bit for me, but I'm sure that a modern audience loves it. I'm just a little bit old-fashioned when it comes to musicals. But nevertheless, I've been listening to the soundtrack almost nonstop on Spotify ever since I watched a movie, and I am really, really loving the songs. There are a number of these songs that I just can't stop playing. They're absolutely awesome. One of the themes that I liked most in this movie is that it's kind of the classical American dream theme of you have to dream big, you know. Don't let your past withhold you from making a leap of faith and trusting your instincts. And don't be tied to your comfortable life, but dare to take risks. And of course, P.T. Barnum is the prime example of someone who risks losing everything because he wants to win the world. And then there's this other guy that he convinces to. He's a famous script writer or a playwright, and he's very well regarded by kind of the upper class. And P.T. Barnum wants to involve him in his circus so that he gets more, you know, upper class visitors to his circus show. And at first, this guy is kind of reluctant and is hesitant. And then there's this great song, which is just amazing editing, rhythmic editing, which is always very hard to do. There's amazing choreography. It's a great song. But that entire song is about, you know, getting someone to let go of what he knows and jump into the unknown. And that, of course, is a theme that I can personally relate to quite a bit, because when I look at the things that I've done in my life, a lot of the progress, a lot of the new ideas, and a lot of the exciting stuff in my life always came when I dared to let go of what I knew and what kind of constituted my comfortable life. And I think in the future it will also be like that. I hope I will never stop taking risks, because taking a risk is also a way to train yourself to have faith, to, you know, to just trust that if you dream of something, if you feel pulled towards something, or I would say in religious terms, called to do something, then sometimes you have to let go. And that's part of the process, is part of this showing your trust, showing your confidence. What can happen if God is with you, right? Well, of course, none of these religious themes are explicitly present in this movie, but they still kind of touch something in my heart. Another important theme of the movie itself is, of course, acceptance. It's like all the diversity of all these so-called freaks that turn out to be these unique people that all have their talents and kind of claim their place in society. There's this one song that won a Golden Globe just the other day, This Is Me. That's very much a song about not people waiting to be accepted, but people just claiming their part of the world. You know, this is who they are, this is me, and I have a right to be in this world and to be appreciated. when I was reading up on P.T. Barnum's personal story, apparently at one point he was very much in favor of this respect, this universal respect, whether you were an African American or whether you were handicapped or had some kind of physical or psychological deformity. He was very much like, it doesn't matter where you come from, you are a child of God. Every person is unique and has an eternal soul, and on the basis of that, we should respect everyone. And I think that's an important message for our times, and a message that you cannot stop repeating. However, it also feels a little bit, let's say, politically correct, this movie. There were times when I thought that the movie was kind of pushing it a little bit. It got in the way of the natural flow of the story. Then again, those are minor flaws in what I thought was it was a great movie, great songs. I really enjoyed myself there. It's not La La Land, but it gets close. So I would say definitely go see it if you like musicals, if you like visual spectacle. Absolutely go see it. And that's it for today's episode of The Daily Breakfast. Hope you enjoyed this review. If you've watched the movie The Greatest Showman, I would love to hear what you thought of it. How would you rate this movie? Let me know in the comments. I want to thank my patrons for bringing you this show advertisement-free. I don't like advertisements. I've got the feeling that more and more podcasts and videos are wasting your time by promoting mattresses and, I don't know, stuff. I don't know. What I like is I can bring you these shows thanks to the patrons, and I can do that advertisement free. So please join them over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time. Take care and God bless.